The Eagles signed a new quarterback, and our friend cut the deal, NFL agent Joe Linta, on the show now. Good morning. Before we get into this, Joe, we were talking about top five baseball movies. Even though you're an NFL agent, we know you're a sports guy. Do you have a couple favorite baseball movies?
I have a great 20-second story, and that I don't know if you guys have ever been to Field of Dreams. Obviously, it is big time. It's my favorite. But 2 years ago, one of my players was getting married out in Butt Scratch, Iowa.
I'm going to look for that on a map.
I've never been to Butt Scratch.
It's right between Crack Hole.
Crack and Hole.
In the middle of the wedding, while we were doing the polka, a guy said, "Hey, have you ever seen the Field of Dreams?" And my wife and I said, "No, yeah."
Like the real Field of Dreams.
Yes, it was the wedding was happened to be 5 miles. I don't remember the town. And we in suits and wedding dress or gown that my wife was in, and I was in a suit. We jumped in the back of a pickup truck, drove 5 miles to the Field of Dreams place. And, you know, having great expectations, I was quite let down when I got there. It was like going to somebody's house and playing wiffle ball in the backyard. You know, it's just somebody's house, and there's a little field beside it. And at the back of where the fence would be is just a big cornfield. And it's like, but then you can just imagine and relate it to the movie. And it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. So there's a really cool element to being there. And there's also an element of, this is no big deal.
Yeah. You know, so did they still have the lights up and all of that?
No, it was just like it was somebody's house. It was, I mean, again, this is many, many years after the movie, obviously. But, you know, so it was literally like 5-7 minutes. Okay, this is cool. Let's go back and get back to the
yeah.
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 Did they at least give you peanuts or like Cracker Jack or something when you get there?
Only at the wedding, but not at the Field of Dreams.
Were they selling T-shirts?
No, there are places in town that do that, but there's no setup there.
Opportunity.
You know, I mean, it was like Saturday night at dusk when we went there because the wedding was in full bloom as we left. But, it was very cool to say, like, I've been there, done that. But, you know, when you get there, it's very underwhelming.
Phil?
There are two properties that split this kind of area, and I don't know if it's ever been resolved, but they have been warring for decades about who owns the rights to the Field of Dreams. So there's two places where you can visit. There's like the infield area and there's the outfield area because two different properties
technically
split. And then last year, Major League Baseball was going to host games on this field. Obviously, that didn't happen because of the pandemic. So it's going to happen this year. They're going to play some real games on the Field of Dreams.
I mean, the fence is about
180.
It looks like the
corn stalks to catch a real dinger.
To the outfield.
Yeah. A home run.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to happen unless they build a real field adjacent to that has like real dimensions. This one does not have real dimensions.
Thursday, August 12th for anyone who's interested.
Oh, nice. What I love about that story more than you see in the field is picturing you dressed up with your wife dressed up in the back of a pickup truck.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Joe's got his mitt on.
Well, it's for me to be in a suit, like I tell a lot of people, the better the person is dressed, the less likely I'm going to get along with them.
Yep, I hear you. So the Eagles signed your guy, Joe Flacco, and tell us about that deal.
Yeah, it was he was with the Jets last year, and they wanted him back. San Francisco wanted him. He was out in San Francisco the other day, so he had basically three offers, and you know, you just weigh your options. The Eagles have a guy named Jalen Hurts. Carson Wentz, as a lot of people know, left, went to Indianapolis. So now Jalen Hurts, who was drafted last year in second round, is the quote-unquote inherent starter. So Joe and I felt that this was the best place where he might be able to compete and possibly win the job. He was guaranteed nothing, but, you know, he has a chance to compete. And the fact that he was close to home and the money was what the money was.
Where is his home now?
He lives in Audubon, New Jersey, right near where he grew up. And, I mean, he basically could walk to work. I mean, it's just really cool. I mean, he was excited about, you know, going back home, but his family was ecstatic. I mean, his kids, his wife, his in-laws, his own family. I mean, they were ecstatic because it was kind of a bummer for them to think about him going to the 49ers. And he flew out there Friday, and I know everybody was kind of thinking of the logistics of moving. He has five kids, so moving five kids under the age of 12 out to California, and that's a, you know, kind of a logistical nightmare. But he didn't really care. He's like, look, whoever wants me where I can play and have the best chance, that's what I'm going to do. So
is the money that San Francisco offering comparable to Jets and Eagles money?
Yeah, they were kind of all in the same boat, you know, so it was kind of difficult to come up with the number. You know, when he did the other deal after the Super Bowl, that was easy. You know, who's the highest paid player in history? We got to be above that. Now, we really had to take a look at this and compare, look at comparable salaries. So we looked at a couple of backup quarterbacks in the league. We looked at Phil's salary. We looked at Ashley's salary. And we came
up with something.
We came up with something that was a blend that was fair.
So it's like $3-something million, and then the potential of making $7-something million, right?
Yeah, $3.5 and $7.5, but who's counting?
Yeah.
It was much higher, but then you factored my side into it. It came way down.
This is a guy who doesn't need money anymore. Like, that's not a concern now. He's doing it, you know, it's all about the love.
This is not driven by money. You're exactly right. This is driven by opportunity and, you know, happiness.
This is a great story that Ashley probably doesn't know, but Joe Flacco, who Joe Linta is the agent for, played for the Ravens, right? And then there was this deal where he was at the end of his deal. Joe goes on a interview show and says, my guy is a top five guy. And the sports world went nuts. They
ignited.
Said, oh my God, Tom Brady, all these other people, they're mentioning every other name. Joe Flacco's not a top five guy. This became the conversation for like a week. And Joe Linta was coming on the show every week. And we're talking about this all the way through. And they get to the where the season starts, and they don't sign Joe Flacco to a deal. So Joe Flacco goes on to get into the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl. And then now the Ravens have to go talk to Joe Linta about money. Yeah.
And I think Joe just sat on the other side of the desk and said, I told you.
How much would it have been if they signed before? And then how much did it end up being?
That's a long time. No, it's $36 million.
That's after the Super Bowl?
August to February. January, yeah.
Okay. That sounds nice.
Oh, wait. The difference of money was $36 million?
The difference of what we would have signed for in August versus what we ended up getting after he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
All of that is great. My favorite is after he signs the contract, Joe Flacco was spotted in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Immediately.
And everyone was like, why didn't you go somewhere nicer? He's like, I don't know. I like chicken nuggets. What do you want from me?
But when he went through the drive-thru, he did not use the coupons that I had given him. So give him credit.
He was able to pay.
I can afford the $350.
So if it was a $36 million difference, what was the deal for? How much did he make?
He ended up getting $121 million, and we would have signed for, you know, like 80, I think it was 85 at the time. But, you know, the crazy thing about the NFL back then, and even more so now, is you can honestly look right at a GM or a contract guy in the eye and say, I'm insulted at $90 million. I mean, can you imagine? That's the world we live in. And
it's nuts.
Crazy to look and say, I'm insulted at $85 million. You know, and it's just kind of funny and mind-boggling.
That is insane, isn't it? To throw a ball. I mean,
but
I know there's a lot more to that.
Tom Cruise gets $20 million for being in a movie, so it's all relative to the market.
How easy was it to cut this deal with the Eagles? And then once you get the number right, what are some of the details you have to go through?
Well, the incentives, like, for example, not to bore you with them, but like one, for example, is if he plays 50% of the play time, and they get to the playoffs. They don't have to win anything in the playoffs. They just have to get to the playoffs. He gets $1 million. That's a good deal. If they win a playoff game, he gets another $500,000. If they go to the Super Bowl, he gets another $1.5 million. So it's the plethora of different incentives that he can make more money on. But again, you know, the guy's made a lot of money. This is not driven by money. It's driven by, like, opportunity, feeling good about the situation, family concerns. So, you know, he's lucky that he's in that situation. He's been very blessed, as have I.
How old is he now?
36.
36. Where is that in terms of the grand scheme of things?
Dog years. He's probably got about three more to four to play. I mean, look, Brady's 44. Roethlisberger's 39. So, you know, these guys would be ancient 10 or 15, 20 years ago. But, you know, the with training, supplements, nutrition, now the way they are, these guys are lasting a lot longer because of their physical condition. I mean, 25 years ago, these guys are, you know, drinking beer and eating sausage the night before the game. So it's different. It's a different era now. So these guys are preserving their bodies. And really, a lot of it is mental, that you want to play. Like Brady just got to drive. You know, the guys at the Bucs tell me Brady's more driven than anybody they've ever played with at the age he's at. Crazy.
Right. So where's Joe Flacco now? Is he, you know, is he a guy who is saying to himself, I want to win one more Super Bowl?
I think he wants to win one more game and be the starter and play, because that didn't happen at the Jets. I mean, he started all those games. Like, the one game he played this year against the Patriots, he lit it up, played great, and the defense stunk, and they lost the game. So it was really disheartening to be on a bad team. And, you know, I mean, I like the Jets, but they were a bad team this year. So he's driven by wanting to win and wanting to, you know, go back and show that he's really what he was 4 or 5 years ago at the Ravens. It's, you know, it's tough mentally to go to Denver, drive, you know, the 1 year he was in Denver down there, he drove them down for the lead with 45, 50 seconds left, and twice they lost the game because the defense gave up touchdowns in the last minute, or he'd still be in Denver now. So, you know, it's kind of a what have you done for me lately, and this is not Joe Flacco, this is everybody, you know, and that's why, you know, Sam Darnold's on the hook right now down in New York. He's twisting in the wind. They don't know if they're going to keep him, not keep him. Why? Because the Jets weren't good last year. And it's always the quarterback and the coach's fault. They're the two primary sources of blame in the NFL.
How long have you been working with Joe Flacco? Right out of college, right?
Yeah, I met him, it was like May prior to his senior year. And it was my reason for recruiting him was, you know, he was at Delaware and he was a lesser known guy. And I thought, hey, a lot of these big time agents won't go after him, so I'll look pretty good to him. And I went down and met him and his family for about 3 hours. And I think he had me at hello and I had him at hello. And I don't think he ever talked to anybody else. And we've been like family ever since. So it was definitely a romance at the time we met.
Well, great job with this deal. And congratulations to you and him.
No, thanks. That was good. I'm really happy for him. Well, I'm happy for me.
Yeah,
you're allowed to do that.
Sounds good.
Now, are there any Joe Linta deals in the hopper that we might hear about in the next few days?
Just a couple of lesser guys. You know, yesterday was a big deal because of Joe's MVP. You know, our Twitter, like, you know, lit up. We got two more followers. Now we have four, so it's pretty good.
All right, Joe. Good to hear your voice. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, Joe Linta, NFL agent.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.